Tim, tell me a bit about what your life was like growing up in Kilmoily and the kind of things you like to do as a young guy, as a teenager, the kind of things you got up to, your hobbies and all that.
Well, Mark, I love playing hurling every training session as I was done. Never left the sports field. So the dream was to become a Kilmoily senior hurler. So unfortunately, they got cut short at that before I got to be senior age. So the Ferry County Championship was hard to see the people get county championship medals. Like, but happy for them, of course. But growing up young, we always had a good time. Like a lot of the guys that have won the county championship medals. Very happy for them, like, but it's been hard ever since, like, because watching you feel like you should be there, like, as well, like, so.
Yeah, I have it on good authority that you were fairly talented as well. I'd say you're being a bit modest. As you said, things changed and unfortunately you never got to play in the Senior County Championship with Kilmoily and didn't get one of those medals for yourself. Can you tell us, without dwelling on too much, what happened, Tim?
Unfortunately, I was 18 and I had a car accident and things weren't looking well for a while, but I pulled through. But now I'm quadriplegic from the neck down. And so the position I am in.
And how did that affect you physically, Tim? What impact did it have?
Physically, it hurt because you missed out on a lot of growing up, like. But my mom and dad were brilliant for me up till their passing, you know, the last couple of years. And my best friend also passed away, so which was very unexpected and still unbelievable for me, and just can't believe. But it's been very hard every day since, not being in Kilmoily or in North Kerry, because of all these situations. You can't go to any anniversaries, any upcoming events in the local area, and even a cup of tea with the boys, talk about old times and things. So,
yeah, and after your accident, Tim, in terms of like your everyday life, how was that affected? How did it change things for you?
Oh, it completely contradicted the way I live, like. So I need, like, 90% of things that I can't do myself. Like, I can't do anything for myself. Just my voice is all that works, and brain at times. but arms and legs are gone, so I'm completely impaired from walking, moving arms, but. All I do at the moment is I live in Galway, which is not great, but the foreseeable future, I hope to go live with my sister and brother-in-law and my niece, which will be a life-changing event, like we say, which will be for the better.
Yeah.
So and I can go back to watching hurling matches and all people calling, my friends calling, you know, so, and going to occasions that's on in the parish, which will be something to be getting up for in the morning at least.
Yeah, 100%. And you had, as you mentioned, your late parents, you had a fantastic network there and you got on with it. You made the best of what life had in those years in Kilmoily.
Oh, they were Mom and Dad were fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Because, they kept me sane at least for while they were alive and in good health, but as they started to deteriorate, and because as mom and dad got older, they weren't physically able to take care of me themselves, so.
Yeah, and you mentioned keeping you sane, and I suppose people may not consider the mental aspect of it. And you know, it must have been challenging from a, you know, a mental, emotional point of view to have your life changed and turned upside down like that. I know you mentioned the difficulties with your, you know, seeing lads that you played with go on and achieve great things as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but yeah, I'm very happy for him. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I would love to be involved in their life. You know, I was involved all through underage, and it just got short. And with my friend John Paul and Sean Dowling, and then John Paul just got taken away, unfortunately, last year. And that has been another sucker punch, because because he'd be a friend you that would ring every night or ring once a week, like no matter what, and he was all the way over to America. So you know, it's like you find out like what people mean to you, like as soon as when bad things happen, like, you know, really.
Yeah, he was a tragic loss, all right.
Absolute tragic, So, and between mom, dad, John Paul, I don't know if I could take any more, to be honest.
Yeah,
I've been so far away from home. You can't visit their grave sites and pay your respects, and you know, it's all these just small little things, like, you know, just being so far away from home. And just if I could get back in watching the hurling, being able to support the Kerry footballers in my own county, they'd all be happy at least.
Yeah, absolutely. And it must take a great amount of spirit, Tim, to keep going every day with the setbacks you've had.
Oh, it's not easy every day, I won't lie to you. It's just without my brother-in-law David and my sister Emily and my niece Faye, it would be a huge struggle.
Yeah.
But my friends Sean and Gary and a few more of them have been very good to me in the recent times.
Yeah, and as you said, the tragic loss of your parents, it gave you another challenge, really, which was finding a place to live. Can you tell us a bit about the journey that you've been on there in the last few years?
So, I was happy at home with mom and dad, because they knew my injury. They got to grip my injuries. They knew what I needed every night, what food to buy, what medicine to get, what times the carers came. So everything got set up almost perfectly. We almost had a perfect environment. But as their health started to deteriorate, unfortunately, they just weren't able. My dad passed in January 2022, and almost immediately got moved to Killarney, which was a big upheaval, as I'd never lived away from home.
And it's a change to your routine as well, and you're dealing with different people as well.
All I want is routine in my life again. So, which will be hopefully the way forward.
Yeah, and the reason that that might come together for you is thanks to, as you say, your fantastic sister and brother-in-law Emily and David.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be coming home and living with them in the future?
that was it's the only thing I've ever dreamt of since I moved to Killarney, and for them to uptake such a serious commitment, I couldn't be more grateful to them. So it's everything. It's the best my life is going to get, and it's not going to be a bad life. I can assure you that, because me, Dave, and Emily and Faye get on great.
I'm sure you'll be looking after them as much as they're looking after you as well.
Yeah, we'll look after each other, we'll say.
And there's a fundraiser going as well, Tim, to help with the cost of moving, and there's a lot of practicalities to consider there. That was organised, of course, by your good friend Sean Dowling. How has it been seeing the level of support that's there for you with your friends and in the parish of Kilmoily?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see everyone contributing, and and looking forward to the match, which is on 25th of October.
Yeah, that's in the sports field in Lerwick. I believe a few inter-county stars might make an appearance as well. There's a lot of support from the wider community.
Amazing, yeah. So it's like Sean really knows, really pulled it out of the fireworks. He's a great man to get. Yeah, and I must have a special mention for John Myler and Anthony Daly for getting all these superstars in the inter-county scene.
Only the best by them.
Only the best, we hope, yeah.
And can you give us an idea, I suppose, the money that's being raised and this really great fundraiser and the great match in Kilmoily that will be happening in a few weeks? What will that help you to do? Because a lot of people listening in mightn't understand, or they might not just know the kind of adaptations that a house might need or the kind of things you might need in a house. Can you give us an idea of the changes that you'll be able to make?
The adaptations of the house will be like a sitting room, to have a private space of my own, a house to be able to call my own, a bedroom to be able to call my own, to go into hospital and say, when I go into hospital and to have no worry, will they take me back? I'll be going home. So the adaptation will be fantastic, because I can watch my own TV, eat my own food. So simple things that everyone takes for granted. So I feel.
Yeah, and it'll make a great change to go home in the evening and be spending time with your family as well.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. To have a time frame of to do something to do every evening, just not just look at TV every day, which is no life for anyone. So I want to get out and do stuff like so.
And I know you mentioned matches. Obviously, you're big into your sport as well. What are you looking forward to most, Tim?
Well, the Hurling Championship starting again. I'm keen, Man United supporter.
That's been tough, so.
They're not doing the mental health anywhere.
I can very much empathise with that one, Tim.
Oh, God. So just getting back to watching the hurling in the summertime, and going back to my college course I was doing before my stay in the hospital. So yeah.
And what were you studying, Tim?
I was studying the sport and chance course. I was doing that twice a week. So hopefully I might be able to do that more frequently as I live at home. So,
super, great stuff. And I know, look, the parish of Kilmoily has had, as you mentioned, with the loss of John Paul, and of course the tragic loss as well of Lily Gaynor. It's been a tough couple of years for the community and the parish, but it's great to have something to be excited about. It's great to have fantastic news for one of its own.
Yes, yeah, with the flood, like as my mother would say. I'd like to thank my friend Sean for starting this, and everyone involved, the whole community, but particularly my friend Sean, because he was the man to get this up and going. So He's a legend, like, so.
Great stuff. And Tim has with him there his brother-in-law, Dave Clossy, as well. Dave, good afternoon to you. And can you tell us a bit more about the fundraiser and how it will help you to bring Tim home, what it can provide for you?
Yeah, I suppose, like, Tim covered most of it there. I suppose just with the where this money is going to be going, it's things that, like Tim said, you or I might take for granted, you know, putting in electric radiators so that they can be run off an app so that Tim can activate them by voice command, you know, automatic blinds, you know, assisted electronic lights that Tim will be able to voice activate a lot of things in his house, overhead hoist, you know, everything, ramps, all that kind of stuff. Small things that people don't think of, you know, like extra wide doors, specialist floors, you know, the extra large bathroom for, you know, his needs and stuff like that.
A lot of it geared toward independence, really.
And that's the whole thing. It's like, we're obviously a huge support to Tim, but we want to be a support to Tim instead of care for Tim. We do whatever we need to do, but it's finding Tim's independence and the want of that to happen, which is one of the biggest things. You know, it's, Tim wants to, as you heard him there, he wants to live a normal life with going back to college and, you know, going down for a few pints. Maybe if the HSE is listening, non-alcoholic, but... No, you know, like, just normal things you or I would do. Just going out for Tim's Town to Love for a mocha or a hot toddy or something like that. You know, like, it's things like that. That it's just normal day-to-day things that you or I take for granted and we're hoping to be able to provide for Tim going forward.
Yeah, 100%. And Tim, I'd say there'll be some party in Torquebon when you're welcomed home.
Well, I should hope so. Yeah, so yeah, everything is geared towards the big sports event on in a few weeks. So.
And do you have a time frame of when Tim might move home?
Yeah, so Tim is moving home on the 20th of October.
Fantastic. So will you all be there at the big match in Lerig on the 25th?
We should hope to make it. Yeah.
No, we're all definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
All going well, but yeah, as you said, Tim, as his mother would say,
we're thankful for God.
We're all looking for it. And you know, like, a huge thanks to all the trades that have helped with the build. A lot of them are actually going to be playing in the match, as well as you know, being friends with Tim and you know, working on the house and stuff like that. So like, it really is a huge community effort. You know, it's fantastic to see, and you know, the support, and you know, the want to have Tim back in where he belongs, back in North Kerry.
Yeah, fantastic. So listen, lads, I think all that's left is just to say really big thanks to Tim for taking the call, and thanks to Dave for helping us with the call this afternoon and for coming on as well. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for that.
And
a huge
best of luck for the match and for your life going forward.
All right, thanks very much. Thanks.